name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Well, if you can't tell by my bronzed and supple look, I spent the past week at the beach. And it was a wonderful time to get away. We had terrible cell phone coverage, which is a good thing and a bad thing, depending. But we went fishing, and we took long walks on the beach and sat by the shore and ate. We ate so much good food. And it really was a blessing. Up until like the last, 75 miles on I-77, which are accursed to God. But we really spent a wonderful week, Jennifer and I and the kids and some of our friends, away and resting. And it's a beautiful thing. And I always think, isn't it funny how the gospel readings or any of our readings can actually be appropriate to the events that happen in our lives? And today's no exception. Jesus is talking about being tired, and he wants to go away and have a rest. He needs his own little personal vacation. I totally get that. Jesus actually mentions going and taking a rest, needing that vacation, repeatedly throughout all four Gospels it's mentioned. Most interestingly enough, in the Gospel of Mark, which is perhaps the most fast-paced, it is the shortest, Jesus is mentioned as going and needing a rest, going to a deserted place, taking time to himself more times than in any of the other Gospels. Jesus needs this time to rest, reflect, and refresh. And my brothers and sisters, I think that's a gospel imperative to all of us as well. We have some heavy work in the world. We are a people who were called to love and to serve and to protect, to lift up the lowly, to feed and to clothe those who are naked and hungry. We are called to be a people of action, work, and diligence. And we can't do that 24/7. We're not built to do that. From the very early pages of Scripture, God even calls for us to take time to rest. God created the Sabbath day. He made it holy. He gave us this opportunity to say, you must rest. You must take the time to reflect, to rejuvenate, so that you can go out into the world and be the people that I made you to be. We oftentimes, I think, glorify busyness in our life. Work, 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 right? We are always called, we always think that we are called to go out and work 24/7. I'm terrible at it. I will admit that I am a workaholic. And that's the thing. I heard one pastor at one time say, well, I don't take a break because Satan doesn't take a break. And of course, the response to that is, that's a really bad role model for your life. Throughout Scripture, we have repeated times where a rest empowers the people of God. We didn't read about them all in our lessons today, but I wish that we had. If I got to pick the lectionary, I'd pick a few other things. My particular favorite is the time that Elijah is mad and he just wants to die, and God is like, take a nap, have a snack, you feel better now. It's like a Snickers. Remember those commercials? Better. And Elijah went out and continued his ministry. I don't understand how it is that we can go out and be the people God needs us to be if we don't take time to rest. But I also think it's important that it is a holy rest, an opportunity for us to not just disconnect from everything, not just to disconnect from faith, from life, from family, from friends, but to truly rest, to give ourselves that space and opportunity to find meaning, to find joy. This past week, we got to spend it with friends, we got to spend it with family. It was just nice to sit some evenings and not do anything. And some days it was great to get up and go fishing. But no matter what, it was done with joy and intention. We spend that time together so that we can come back here and do the work. I would like to think, that coming to church is a kind of holy rest. It's a moment out of time that we get to spend together in a sacred place. It doesn't have to be this building, but this congregation gathered together. We can spend that time and devote it to just sitting, listening, singing, praying, and taking the sacrament. Having that opportunity, that rest out of time, out of the normal. I mean, no one in their normal lives puts on something like this, right? It's a time out of time, an opportunity for us to do something different, to take ourselves away from our normal lives so that our souls can be refreshed, just like our bodies. I pray very much, my brothers and sisters, that as we go out and do the ministry of the work of the church, of being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in this world, as we are teaching and evangelizing, and as we are bringing others to Christ, we also take that opportunity to go to that deserted place, to rest, refresh, and be empowered to go back out, to do the work that God has given us to do. Jesus could not have continued down that trajectory because he was fully human. Yes, he was fully God, but he was fully human as well. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus took that little opportunity to rest, and it refreshed him enough that he could go and he healed the sick, and he could do all of these amazing works, and the people were coming to him, and he had compassion on them because he rested. Rest is holy, and I hope, my brothers and sisters, that we always remember that we are empowered by God, commanded even, to rest, to take some time off. That goes for all parts of our lives. If you need an excuse to take some time off, to sit at home, watch television, lay on the bed and stare at the ceiling, you can point to Scripture and say, well, Jesus got to do it, so can I. Thanks be to God for rest, rejuvenation, and vacation. Amen.